Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since the intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. And consider ride and chuck it the blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to give you what you need. And he want to know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are where you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Uber hard going through divorces, and and maybe on the nights that I spend with her, that she won't get the urge to post my business on her Twitter. Excuse my arrogance for a second. I try to be the one and not the second. So all this attitude, you gotta check it. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. I take heed to all the women's wishes. And with a swagger like mine, the combination vicious. Love tastes so delicious when it's cooked right. And like a batch of collard greens, soak it overnight. I'm done with all this compromise, surrender. Strawberry letters and receive return to sender. Blues in the sky with diamonds. My lyrics get this motherfucking hard to Heimlich. I'm back now, fly so high, I can't come back down. Rocket plane jet, and love, you need to hover around that. We fight and we fucking play high and go hump and she love it. Valentine's over, now I'm back to the way that we wasn't. Or maybe isn't, wishing Cupid were busy. Shoot the world with his arrow, bring love into existence. For instance, sincerely yours, one true love.
I got one, 21
tuned in to GEI Radio Freaky Friday / Saturday. I am your host, Tone. I got my co-host with me, DJ. What's up?
Everything is good, brother. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. How's the family, man? Everything good?
Yeah. You know, I had a little situation the other day with a family member, man, but, you know, things are progressing. Just kind of one of those things where, you know, you got to take care of yourself. You know, if you're on medications, man, you got to take your medications. If you're on, you know, herbal products, man, you need to do what you got to do at all times. Take care of your body, get rest. You know, it's hot out here in these streets too, man. So, you know, you got to make sure you're hydrated and all that. But, yeah, man, blessings out this way, man. So we're okay. Appreciate that.
All day, man. All day. Definitely got to make sure the family straight. It was cool, man, because it was my aunt had passed and it was her birthday. So we celebrated yesterday, so that was cool. I had a good time with the fam. It was a good night. It was definitely a good night. I know that Atlanta is fully open now, right?
Hey man, I don't know if somebody told you that, but it's all the way live here in Atlanta, man. I don't know what it is officially, you know, so I haven't heard anything different besides, you know, certain places opening up and things like that, man. But if you was to travel here, if you was to see this place on TV, you would think that it is under normal operations out here, man. This motherfucker out here is crazy. Matter of fact, I think some people moved out here, man, since the quarantine and the pandemic and all that, man. They migrating
That's
over here.
Crazy.
It's super crazy.
Yeah, because I've been getting, you know, I've been up north for a little minute, so people still think I'm home. But I've been getting crazy invites to clubs, to parties and stuff. Like, yo, bring your crew out. I got a section for you. And I'm thinking, like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Like, is it open? So, that's crazy.
You would think so. You would think so, man. I don't, you know, I don't know what's not open, to be honest with you. Just riding down, you know, throughout the city, throughout the different cities. I don't know what's not open, man. You know, the gyms are back open. A lot of restaurants are back open. You know, there's some places that are full throttle, but then you see some places that are still closed down. So, you know, not everybody is wide open, man, but you would not be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, they gave us the June 1st as far as Maryland.
Okay.
June 1st. It's not fully open, but they're going to be opening, like, the gyms and stuff. It's just going to be, like, you only can have a certain amount of people in there. So
okay.
That's a start. That's a start. So I'm actually, my birthday is next week. No, 2 weeks. My birthday is June 6th. So I'll be back in Atlanta. I'll be home for my birthday. So I'm definitely going to be hitting you up, man. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, man. I'll definitely come show some love 6 feet away. You know what I mean? It's all good.
I ain't going to no club. I might just do a cookout at the crib. I'm not going to no club or nothing like that. I might just do a little something in the backyard so people can, you know, keep their space.
Definitely. Definitely, man. Yo, so I'm excited, man. You know, it's a Saturday. It's
Saturday.
Saturday. You know, some people like to call it Seductive Saturdays, man. You know, that's kind of like the club theme. That's how they usually rock, man. So I'm glad to be here tonight with you, Tone. You know, everybody who's tuned in, thank you for definitely, you know, kicking it with us tonight. You know, things happen on Friday, so we're glad that you're here. For those who needs to shoot text messages out right now, just know that it's Freaky Saturday. The number to get plugged in right now is 516-387-1268, 516-387-1268. And if they want to chime in, what do they do? What do they do, Tom?
Just press one. That's it. Just press one. And
there
of course,
it is.
Like, if you don't want to call in, you can click the link that we've been posting on our pages, or you can go to the Instagram page and the Facebook page and click the link, and you'll be in a chat. So if you don't want to call in, you can be online and we can chat. Let's go, man. Let's get it going. What, you want to start it off?
Yeah, I'll definitely start it off. So for those of the new callers, we appreciate you jumping in. We appreciate the support that we've had, you know, Freaky Friday. We've been rocking. I don't know if this is number four or number five, but every single show
number
has
five.
Been super, super lit. Number five. So I'm not gonna hold anything up, but I just want to show some love to everybody that's been jumping in. Look, this broadcasting, this Blog Talk Radio is supposed to be for about an hour. I think I don't think we've done an hour yet. We've done longer than an hour just because of so much feedback and the folks coming in. So I'm hoping that Lady X, is that what I called it last week? Lady X is available.
Yeah.
And then the other one, man, I wanted to call her Madam B. Lady X, Madam B. I'm gonna have Madam V with a V as in victory.
Okay, Madam V.
Madam V, okay, so let's do that. And then the brothers have just been jumping in, man. So, you know, that's been pretty dope. So with no further ado, man, listen, we decided this week that we was going to chop it up and talk about some some bedroom activity, man. Some toys and treats, man. We call this episode the toys and treats in the bedroom, man. So I'm super excited about it. You know, I got the notepad. You know, I got the pen and the notepad. Now I'm ready to go full throttle, man. I'm not gonna get. I refuse to get caught slipping. All right, so listen, man. I'll go ahead and jump this thing. I'll jump this thing off, man. All right, so this one here, this one will be considered a treat, Tone. This one will be considered a treat. Are you cool with food in the bedroom? And let's be a little bit more specific so we can have some fun with it. How do you feel about desserts, man? So we're talking about whipped cream and strawberries, man. Whipped cream, strawberries. Go ahead and put some chocolate in there too, man, so we can really dig into this thing. How do you rock with that, man? Do you rock with that? Is that something that you went to, man? Holla back, Toe.
This might be one of the things that I'm like, if the wife wanted to, you know, wanted to do that, cool. But I'm not with it on me. You know what I'm saying? Whipped cream or the chocolate? Nah, I'm not with it. I don't know. That's one of the things I just never got into like that. So,
okay.
But again, I'm not gonna. I won't say. No, like if it's something that she want to do, then I'll do it. It's just not something that will, it's not going to excite me like that. Like, I'm not on her yet, but not on me. I would pass on that.
come on, brother, man. So you telling me that it will not come out of your mouth as far as, hey, babe, go get the whipped cream, go get the cherries, go get the strawberries, the chocolate, and you're not going to initiate none of that, huh? For you.
None of it. None. I won't bring it up. Like I said, that would be something that she would totally have to bring up. Like, I wouldn't bring it up. It just doesn't.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, you know, like, feeding the strawberries, the grapes and stuff like that, but like putting like whipped cream on me, oh, that's just not something that I'm into. That's just one of the things I'm not into. I don't know.
Okay. Hey, can't be mad at that, man. Everything is not for everybody, but you said that you're fully willing and cooperative if the wife had that for a request. Now, even with that, even if she wants that on her, though, she's going to squirt some whipped cream on your nipples or something, bro. I mean, you going to be mad? you going to swipe her hand away? How you going to handle that, man? How you going to tell her no?
I mean, like I said, if it's something for her that she wants to do, that's cool. Like, I'm not going to be like, put the chocolate on me, put the whipped cream on me, put the... You know, I won't say that, but if she be like that, that's cool. I mean, I won't be a poor sport. You know what I'm saying? I'll rock out with it, but it's just not my thing. For me, on me,
fair enough.
On her,
yeah, on
different.
You, on you. Well, how is that? I mean, you know, how does that work? You just go to work? I mean, is there art to it, or do you let her control that scenario? I mean, how does that go? I mean, she literally got you, she got to literally tell you what's going on?
Like I said, she would have to, if she was to say, you know, do it, then I mean, I know how to do it. It would just be one of those things she would say. It would have to come from her.
Yeah.
That's it. Like you said, like how you just act like, if she said, go get it, go get the stuff, okay, this is what she wants. So I'm rocking out with it. It's just never going to come from me.
I can almost see you like a little kid, like, oh, man. I can just see you like a little kid, oh, man.
I'm just be wondering, like, it don't make it in my mind, it don't make it no better to me. That's just my mind. Maybe, you know, how about you? Do it make it, it makes it better when you put the chocolate on it, the whipped cream?
Yeah,
or...
okay. Yeah. So for me, man, I'm all for it. I'm actually, I'm a big fan. Now, here's the catch. This is the caveat to that. Not everybody gets that opportunity, all right, to turn me into a dessert, if you will, okay? So, you know, I will say that it probably happened literally a handful of times in my life, just a handful of times, man. But I do like it, man. I like the idea of it. I like the prep work, you know. It's funny because the opportunities that I had, or should I say the luxuries that I had, you know, the women were very intentional. It's almost like they had already plotted on me, man. It was like, yo, this Negro is going to be dessert this evening or the morning time, you know, depending on how things worked out. But yeah, I liked it, man. You know, chocolate syrup was involved. Now let me tell you how far back we go, though. So you remember the Hershey's big ass chocolate syrup that, you know, when you make a chocolate milk and all that stuff, man.
Yeah.
It was way back then, man. The whole Hershey's situation, and then the traditional whipped cream, you know, the canned whipped cream. And it was cool, man. You know, I was a dessert. You know, she put designs, you know, put designs around my nuts. You know what I mean? And then, you know, the banana was the wood. So it was pretty cool. You know, I was a banana split, man. I was a chocolate banana split, man, for a session. So I thought it was cool,
wow,
man. I watched. I enjoyed it, man. Hey, man. I'm telling you. Now let me say this, though, this disclaimer. It hasn't happened in years. When I say years, I'm talking about over 5-6 years. So I guess they don't look at me like that no more. They're just like, look, man, just give it to me, and your business, and you know, your lift will be here shortly, or, you know, whatever the case is, man. But, yeah, I haven't had it in a while, man, but, you know, that would not be a bad treat. You know, maybe post. Well, damn, we're almost post-quarantine at this point, man. So, you know, I'm starting to knock down my calendar dates now. I'm getting close to getting out, and I'm getting even closer to getting in. Come on, man.
That's a. I don't know, man. Like I said, that's just one of those things where, you know, like, I've seen it on TV and stuff, and I'd rather put it on her than on me. I guess it would turn me on more on her than it would, like, putting all that stuff on me.
Yeah.
That's just me, though.
Yeah. Hey, that's you. You know, but like I said, man, first of all, let me also say this. It is a very messy situation. It's a very messy situation, almost to the point to where, you know, I might want to put a towel down on this motherfucker, you know what I mean, or a sheet or something, because I don't want sticky sheets or nothing, or a sticky comforter or anything like that, man. So for me, it has to be very, very strategic and planned out. I most likely won't plan it unless she gives me some type of hints, you know, or, you know, we're having some type of dinner at the house, or if we're out and about and we have some dinner, we bring it home. Then I kind of, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, don't eat all the whipped cream off the pie or off the, you know, the brownie or whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay, I see where we're going. And yeah, man, I'm all for it, man. Matter of fact, I want to do it now.
I could rock with the ice, but like I said, like you said, it's messy. It's just, I don't know, man. Just, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about, like, just all that stuff on me. I don't know. It's just not a good feel in my mind.
We'll just leave it like that. So ladies, I know the call is coming in, so I just want to make sure that we set the premise. Ladies, we do want to hear from you. Even if it's a subject that we move on from, we can still talk about, we can double back on any particular subject that if you want to chime in on. I definitely want to hear about the desserts from the ladies and the guys, man, because, you know, you got one for me, you got a yes for me, a no for you, so we definitely need to hear from at least another one or two guys so we can get some good numbers to find out, man, what's what about that.
Yeah, facts. I'm just thinking now, it seemed like it would be a long session. Right? That would be a long session, right? Because you got nipples, you got the so
it's definitely in addition to that's something that we're going to have to discuss. I don't know if we got there yet, man. The toes is going to be a whole other subject, man. That's a whole other subject that we're going to have to jump in.
You don't do toes?
Man, you know what? I'm gonna tell you since you want to go there. Toes, you know what, man? I gotta be in a particular mood for toes, man. And I tell you, I have to be in a particular mood, and it has to be in a particular position of her, because if your toes aren't in my face, I'm not gonna go after them. Now, if they in my face, for whatever reason, you know, your legs on my shoulder, you know, something like that, then, you know, I'll get to them. I'll definitely get to them. But it's going to be on a request basis, man. It's going to be based on request. I'm not going after toes, man, without authorization. I'm just not doing it.
And see, now, we different on that point. I'll go straight after them. I'm definitely a foot guy.
Wait a minute, you gonna go straight to the toes, man? How you gonna go from toes to kissing in the mouth though? She ain't gonna kiss you. Is she gonna kiss you after you know sucked on the toes, man?
Yeah, why not? She clean. Why not? Why wouldn't she? We need to ask that. No, because listen, I'm going
to
tell you, that's a super topic, because somebody asked me just a while ago, right? So we were just having a guys night. We just talking. And one of the guys said, you know, was like, yo, if y'all are in the middle, you know, of, you know, sex or whatever, and she give you oral, like, do you kiss her?
Felatio?
Yeah, do you kiss her after?
Oh, man, that's nothing, man. That's easy talk, man. That's easy talk, because you got to think about it. And we got to get back to the toes also. I ain't going to let you slide on that. But since we jumping, since we playing hopscotch, that part for me is pretty easy, man. And, of course, it's going to boil down to your partner. Like, you know, our conversations, man, for me as a single guy, I have to – you know, sometimes I have to be a little bit more specific, because if it's somebody who I'm dating, you know, and I'm definitely, you know, we into each other and stuff like that, there's really not too many things that I wouldn't try, you know, but just on some, you know, somebody, as they say, you know, we're kicking it or situationship and stuff like that, they're not necessarily going to get those treats, man. They're not necessarily going to get those treats because, you know, I'm not so intrusive as far as what all you got going on, you know, what's popping and all that other stuff, man. But at the same time, I don't know. Hey, I don't really know, you know. So not everybody's going to get those things, man. I mean, you know, there's some perks to being my lady. You know, there's levels. You know, so there's perks to being my lady. You know, so you're going to get certain things. And some things you're not going to get.
I mean, I just think in the middle, in the heat of the battle, everything goes. I don't think I'm thinking like, she just did that, so let me not do this. Oh, I just did this, so I'm not gonna do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, And of course, I'm talking about with your lady. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, yeah.
In the heat of the battle, everything gonna go. Everything
man,
gonna go
in
the heat
know,
of the
man.
Battle. But
I don't know, man. Because you ain't even factored in eating ass. You know what I'm saying? You factor eating ass too?
Yeah, everything's gonna go.
Wait a second, man. But we talking about kissing afterwards. Y'all kissing afterwards?
Oh, you talking about that then kissing? Oh no, the problem.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna get on here and be like, I just don't know. In the heat of the whatever going on, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's all getting done. So if it happened, it happened. If it don't.
I get that, man, but I'm being very specific, man. We talked about toes, and then we talked about fellatio, going straight to kissing, and then we talked about eating that. I mean, we jumping all over the place, so I know we got callers that want to jump in on this, but I'm just stuck right now. I'm stuck at these activities happening, and then you're going straight to kissing because I don't know if she wants me to kiss her. You know what I'm saying? So if that was going on, man, and she turned her head or, you know, she kissed my neck, you know how to lay, you know how to try to be slick. You know what I mean? Like redirect me and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Ladies, you're going to have to jump on this damn call. Push the button, man. I got to find out if y'all are straight French kissing, tongue kissing after your toes have been licked. And I guess for the ladies, you know, after the kitty been licked, you know, but I already know that, and I think that one is a no-brainer, but there may be some ladies that's like, hey, yeah, they my juices and stuff like that, but that don't mean I want to taste them. So this should be pretty damn interesting, man.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear from the ladies on that, but I think I'm willing to bet that it's a go, and when it's in the heat of the moment, it's a go. I don't think your mind is thinking that. Well,
yeah.
Maybe yours is because you don't like toes. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
My mind is not thinking about, oh, I can't kiss her. My mind not thinking that.
Yeah.
I'm just going.
Right. You're in the zone. Everything is full throttle. I get all that, man. I'm just saying that still I believe that there's a thought there like, hold up, you know, let's just hold up.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So you sucking toes, right? Then you get into
unfortunately
the sex part.
Okay.
Right. So, what you supposed to stop? Go brush your teeth. Come back and kiss. I'm just asking.
Man. Okay, so that's legit. I appreciate that. Now, here's the thing, though. But you know, you have to keep in mind that when we first started this conversation, you said you was the guy to go straight to toes. I said I wasn't going straight to toes. I'm like, you know, you're going to have to convince me. They're going to have to be in my face. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to kick me in my head and be like, hey, I want these toes dealt with. That's what's going to have to happen. So for me, toes would not be the aphrodisiac for me. You know, even if for her it's an erogenous area, it's just not going to happen first. Now, I'll rub your feet. I'll rub the hair out your feet. I'll rub the skin off your feet, right? So I'll do that, no problem, and then we can get into it because, you know, I'm in the other body part, man, I'm dealing with it. So, again, what's going to have to happen is I'm probably already balls deep and her legs on my shoulders, and then while, you know, the strokeage is going on, you know, I'll probably put a couple of toes in my mouth, man, and suck on that big toe and then rub the other toe. I don't have a problem with that. But like I said, man, I'm already in there. And so she, she's going to feel so good that I'm pretty sure that, you know, she's not going to mind. But at the same time, listen, man, again, everything has to be strategic. Like, if in my head, if I'm about to suck on toes, or hell, if I'm about to lick some kitty, we done hit the shower. Or either I done put you in the, what do the country folks say? Either I made sure you bathed, right? You bathed.
It's
a clean situation. That is a clean situation, but I just have to put that disclaimer out there. But I'm still not going straight to toes, man. She's going to kick me in the head, flat out. You're going to have to kick me.
But you straight didn't up. Answer the question. You went around the question. The question was.
Did I skate?
Okay, did I skate?
Yeah, you were skating.
Okay, what was the question?
I'm talking about you. They used ice skates. The question was, after you lick the toes and you get to sex,
uh-huh,
are you going to stop,
yeah,
go brush, and then come back and kiss?
That shit was funny
the
first time you said it. Yeah. Nah, I'm not doing that. I'm going with it. I'm definitely flowing with it. Her toes, as long as she A1 with the toes, man, like if she got sand between her toes and shit, I don't know why she would, but if she had sand then I'd be like, hey, babe, fuck going on, I'm going to have to go ahead and re-up on some mouthwash or something real quick. I'm going to let her know, though, like, yo, you dusty. You know, you dusty around the toes, what happened? You know, so if there was that situation, I would tell, I'd be like, look, I got to get up, man. My shit, you know, I got sand in my mouth. We ain't even on the damn beach. So if that was a bad situation, which I'm trying to think, it never happened. I'm still going. I'm still rocking with it, man. I don't care. Yeah, I'm definitely flowing with it. I'm flowing with
it. Yeah, I mean,
because
like you said, a bath or a shower was involved. So both of us is 100% clean. So it's a go. Like, I'm not about to stop and go and rinse my mouth out, come back and kiss. Like, that's not about to happen. You better taste your toes. You better taste whatever I kiss on. That's what you about to taste.
You about to have some body jambalaya in your grill real quick, huh?
That's what it is. Yeah, I don't think that a woman would want you to stop and go do that.
That's true.
That would kind of mess up the mood. That would kind of probably get sent home for that.
It would, but to my point earlier, what if the scenario is you guys are kicking it, you're on the couch watching TV, you got takeout, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have been home all day. You know, you guys didn't take a bath, and then, you know, shit pops off in the living room, man. You go from rubbing the feet to sucking on the toes. I mean, now what, though? Because she may have some dust, especially if she has some damn, the ladies, man, are wearing open-toed shoes, man, 80% of the time. You know what I'm saying? So their feet are making contact with different platforms. So...
You got a thing with toes.
Yeah, I do, man. I guess I'm exposed. I guess I got exposed tonight about the whole toes situation. But I like pretty toes, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I said that before, man. Toes are pretty important to me.
Let me ask you this.
They are.
Have you ever had the grapefruit treatment?
Wait a minute, man. Is this your question? Okay. So let me put this out here. The answer is yes, first and foremost. But let me put this out here. So, you know, I have my platform on my page, on my social media, right? So I put innuendos out there all the time, right? But I actually put it out there, right? And it was like, how you guys feel about grapefruits? You know, just something very generic and let people use their own imagination, right? So the person I was dating at the time, you know, they saw it. Now, typically when I'm dating somebody, we have a conversation about my platform. And I'm like, look, you know what it is. You know, I put stuff out there. You know, I'm very active on my platform with any and everybody on there, respectfully. But again, it's after dark adult content. So anyway, so that being said, you know, I put it out there. How you guys feel about grapefruit? Have you tried the grapefruit? Something to that effect. This was years ago, by the way. All right. And so, you know, so I went to visit her. And, you know, later on that evening, man, she comes in the bedroom, man, with this grapefruit. And I'm like, yeah, what the hell's going on here? Because you... that grapefruit ain't cut right. It's cut differently. You know what I mean? She's like, shut up. You know, shut up, lay back. And I was like, all right. And yeah, man, the full effect. It was pretty amazing. I'm not going to lie to you, man. It was pretty damn good. I was impressed. But she was impressive too. So I don't, you know, it was kind of one of them things where it was a win-win situation. But yeah, man, grapefruit, man. Just one time though. Never happened again. I mean, I never asked for it either, though. So I guess the universe took care of me on that. And I put it out in the universe.
Yeah, once you put it out there, they grab it. They, you know what I mean? They're like, okay, that's what he really wants. That's what he wants. I think I think that lady, but to me, I've never, you know, never experienced it, but I think the lady kind of made it look a little probably better than what it is. I really don't know what the great, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what that would do for me. Like, I don't know what it would do. Like, it's not like, I just don't get it. I'm lost on that one too.
Yeah.
I guess the whole fruit stuff on me, I'm lost on that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I guess it's more so
you're
for the,
back to that.
I guess it's more so for the part. I mean, for the person that's doing it. I don't. I'm cool. I'm cool on that too. I'll pass on that. I'll pass on that.
You and fruit, man. You back to the fruit on your body, man. That almost was a easy disqualification. Putting more fruit on your damn body, man. But I'm telling you, it was a very, very interesting experience because, you know, when you open up a grapefruit, of course, the grapefruit has enough, the citrus on the inside, it has enough to cover, you know, some wood. So an orange would probably be a little too small, but the grapefruit, the size of the grapefruit, it has enough of the fruit on the inside, and then it also gives her an opportunity to, like, use two hands if she wants by sliding the grapefruit, man. But you know, it's supposed to feel like a cooch, man. It's supposed to feel like a cooch. You know, it's juicy. You know what I mean? She does her thing the right way, man. It's gonna be pretty amazing. You know, she definitely has to be. She got to be on a game on that, man. I mean, I don't think that that's something that you just want to experiment, especially if you don't know your guy like that. You might lose him. You might lose them if it doesn't work out in your favor. So listen, man, who's on the line, man? Who's on the line, man? Are they scared?
We got callers. I guess they just listening to us tonight. They laid back. Being that it's Saturday, they just laid back Saturday. Friday is when they turn up. So they on the line. They just, you know, they ain't chiming in. They deciding to lay back tonight.
They can't be scared. They might be booed up.
No.
Everybody might be booed up.
Yeah, maybe Friday is their free night, you know what I mean, to let it loose. And Saturday they're like, all right, I'm gonna call in. Well, we just going to listen.
Well, here's the thing.
All love. As long as you call in, it's all good.
Yeah, we do appreciate that, man. All right, but let's keep this thing rocking, man. I know that Lady Z got to be out there. Madam V got to be out there, man. We got some brothers out there that's going to represent. All right, so let me jump in here, man. Let me see what else I got for you because we covered the fruit, we covered the whipped cream and things like that, man. This is some funny stuff on here. We're going to dig into the toys, man. We're going to mix and match this thing, man. So it's time for the toys, man. Time for toy stories, bro.
So hold on. You know, we learned something last week. So when we say toys, are we talking about humans? Are we talking about
right.
Actual
toys? That's a good point. That was pretty good. But now, but you also have to keep in mind, man. That's a whole lifestyle right there, man. So you know, that's almost like code. It's really like code because if you say it to vanilla people, you know, they're not going to think about that. They shouldn't be thinking about that anyway. So, no. So we're going to talk about play toys in the bedroom.
Oh, no.
So,
No. Let me tell you my story before we get into that. I got a story. Okay. For the new callers, last week we had a caller call in, and she just, like, blew the whole night away, like, she was talking about the Dom and it was something else. I can't think of the other one.
Yeah, sub, man. Submissive.
Sub, yeah.
Dom, man. Dom, yeah.
Okay, so me being the curious person that I am, I go and try to find a website, you know, I just wanted to see. I'm curious. I go and I sign up, I make a profile and all that, just to be curious and look and just see what's the conversation. Whoa. It got so crazy. I just deleted my entire profile. Like, that's something that you really, 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 really got to be ready for. Like, I would never be curious again. It was crazy, man. So,
wow.
Shout out to her, though. You know what I mean? Shout out to what you call it, Lady Madam B. Is that what you say?
Yeah. Lady Z. Lady Z and Madam V.
Yeah, shout out to them. So, yeah, I did that.
Wait, we said Lady X, right?
Lady X, that's what it is. Lady X. Let me write
Lady
that
X.
down so we won't mess it up.
Yeah. Lady X. And the thing is, I have no idea who this woman is. You know, I didn't recognize her voice or nothing like that. So hopefully she remembers who she is.
Yeah, and call in, definitely. But go ahead. I just had to share that story. I was just curious, so I went and did the whole sign-up thing and just started getting, like, tons and tons and tons of inboxes. So I was like, whoa. I'm being curious.
Hold on. You put your real picture up there, brother?
Yeah, because I was just going to do it for that one day, maybe, like, a 24-hour thing. I'm like, I'll put my picture up. I'm cool. I'm chilling. You know what I mean? It's not a big deal. And it just started ding, 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 ding. Emails. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to delete this. It was crazy.
You tapped in, man.
We have a caller.
Okay.
8554. GI Radio, you on?
Good evening, gentlemen. So what is this about toys you're talking about?
Hey, thanks, Carla. Hey, well, before we get into the toys, we have to back it up. We have to back that thing up because we just jumped into toys, right? So we didn't really get into it. But we want to back it up because we were talking about fruits. We talk about fruits, desserts on the body, and stuff like that. So let me put it out there because one of the biggest questions that I had was, how do you feel about it? So if your guy was all over your toes, right? We was talking about sucking the toes, right? Can he go from sucking your toes to kissing your mouth, like no in between?
No.
Come on, talk to me. Here we go. Let's get it.
No. Not happening.
Well, do you like your toes sucked, first of all? Let's ask that.
No, I don't. It has happened.
Okay.
But it was not something that I enjoyed. It was just like, okay, you done yet? Yeah, that's not really mine.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, no, that's not my thing. I don't do feet.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, that definitely makes a difference if you don't do feet at all. Okay, so how do you feel about the dessert? Like whipped cream, chocolate, caramel, strawberries on you?
That is a it's not an everyday thing. It's not a regular occurrence.
Right.
That's an out of town activity. In a room that's not mine, so I don't have to clean that up. Because that's
sense. Now, do you prefer it on you or your guy, or does it matter? Does it make a difference?
I would prefer. It really doesn't matter. It's one of those. Okay, it's gonna be fun. Situations, but not, you know, something that I'm playing. I mean, I have different tricks, though. If I'm going to use it, it's going to probably be pixie sticks and pop rocks and more so than whipped cream and chocolate. And, yeah, that.
That song? Pop rocks, my brother. Yeah, that caught my attention, too.
Pop rocks.
What is that all about? Do you know anything about that song?
You don't know about the pop rocks?
I know what pop rocks are, but I've never experienced
Okay, so imagine somebody with pop rocks in their mouth.
Woo! Wow.
Oh, man. Okay. Now, I remember that kind of going viral. I don't know if it was a couple of years ago or last year, but I remember they were like, don't forget the pop rocks, ladies, and stuff like that. They would have the, spend the night kit, right?
Spend
the night bag or whatnot. And the pop rocks was on. Now, are pop rocks available pretty much everywhere? I have not seen pop rocks in decades for me.
Oh, yeah, they're available. I mean, you just have to go to, like, you know, real cheap candy to get them. So you find them in like party candy, so like Party City or somewhere where you're going to do a birthday party, a kid's birthday party, because nobody thinks about Pop Rocks or something for an adult.
Okay.
Pop Rocks, Pixie Sticks, Pineapple Rings, stuff like that.
Pineapple Rings, Pixie Sticks. Now, Pixie Sticks is that's the sweet sugary powder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are you doing?
I'm cool with the powder, but not the chocolate and all that. I'm good on that. I'll do the pop rock sounds interesting, and the powder is cool, but all the other stuff I'll probably pass.
Well, the pop rocks and such is just, it's a different sensation. So it's a sensation that you're not going to, you can't get from anywhere else. Like it's,
okay, but what does that do for the ladies though? What does that do for you all?
Oh no, it's for you all. It's not for us.
Okay. That's kind of what I was thinking about. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Well, while we got you on here, have you experienced the grapefruit scene? Have you done that with your guy?
Yeah. So, no, I have never done the grapefruit thing with my guy. That is not something that I'm more, like I said, Pop Rocks, Pixie Sticks, Altoids, things like that. Yeah. The grapefruit thing can be problematic if you don't do it right. It can end your entire relationship. So, yeah.
I think that's why I'm scared of it. That's why I'm like, I'm cool.
Yeah, grapefruit
is,
it can be dangerous.
Get in there. Yeah. I was saying if the
dangerous.
Citrus get. Yeah.
I mean, have you ever gotten grapefruit in
too.
Your eye?
No, I haven't.
So if you've ever gotten any citrus in your eye, like just an accidental squirt, then it's kind of, you'll pass.
Okay. I can see that being an issue. Okay.
Yeah, so that's not something, you know, you just decide to do. You know, it sounds good, but that's not something that I would necessarily do.
Okay. Fair enough.
But pineapple
Fair
rings,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Pineapple rings.
So she has her kit already put together, Tony. You hear that? So she's a planner.
I hear it.
So she already has all that lined up. So yeah, I can dig it, man. I can dig it.
Yeah, the kit is pulled out for, you know, special occasions. It's a, you know, a birthday, somebody, you know, a promotion on a job, something celebratory. The kid is pulled out. That's not a everyday activity.
Okay. All right. I can go.
Oh, no, hold on. Before we let her go, she wanted you to explain the toys. She wanted you to name the toys that you were talking about.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we can do a toy. I'm trying to, did we identify a toy already? Well, I thought we was getting into it.
Yeah, we was getting into it. You was already asking me about a certain thing, but yeah, I said we had a caller.
Okay. Yeah, I think that, and actually, I'll let this caller, because she sounded pretty excited about talking about toys. So let me go ahead and put this out here. So when it comes to toys, what toy do you consider that can be used on your man? Like, of course, automatically we know about different toys that are used on the ladies and the guy. He can assist or he can watch. Or whatever, but what toy can actually be used on your guy?
Well, there's several.
Okay.
There's the vibrating cock ring. Just a non nipple clamps. For those who kind of like the biting sensation. But the vibrating cock ring, I would say, will probably be I would think that's one of those win-win scenarios.
That's good.
The vibrating.
Oh.
I never did that. Never. I don't think. I got to think.
So the way that works is the guy would wear it with her. So as he is stroking her.
Stroking. Yes, say it.
It vibrates. So it would vibrate on her clit while it's stroking her. But he also feels the vibration on him.
Wow.
So those people who like the humming while they're getting hit. That's the sensation that it creates.
Okay, I've been corrected. I've had that. I've been corrected. I've had that.
Okay. Well, I guess you guys will have to revisit that, man, if it didn't make that much of an impression. Might have to revisit that sooner than later, man, and then get back to us.
No, I was actually thinking of something else that I've seen. It's like a ring, but it's like it's like pressure. And it's like a, I don't know, it's like a, it tightens up or something like that. I don't know. I don't know if that's a, if it's called the same thing, but it doesn't vibrate. That's why I was trying to figure out which one, was she talking about that or something different?
Oh, that, yeah, that's something different. That sounds more like the evolving cock ring.
That's the basic though, man. That's the basic one,
yeah,
man. Keeps the blood flow in your wood straight, man. She talking about next level, man. She talking about this is for both parties to enjoy. The cock ring typically is just to, you know, to keep that where it needs to be, man. Keep that Tarzan. But I do like that concept with the vibrations. I'm probably not gonna try that anytime soon. But I do like the concept. I don't know.
Oh, you should try it.
I don't want no humming on my shaft. I don't want no humming on my shaft right now. You know what I mean? So
just regular people. You try when you're pretty sure you're gonna be with that person for a while, because you create a standard that most people can't achieve. So it creates problems later.
That's definitely hard to follow. Yeah, that sounds like that'll bring some stalkers to your spot too. Carlo, we want to thank you for jumping on. So you was a very, very good sport. Matter of fact, we're gonna have to give her a name, man. Let me think about it. And Carlo, just stay on the line and listen for your name. But I'm going to come up with one before we finish, because you have been a tremendous help. Yeah, you've been a
glad I could
help.
Assist.
So, hold on, I got one more thing too, because she said no to the toes, right? So what about if he's going down on you and come up and kiss? Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so everybody just got the thing with the toes.
Yeah, that's fine. Actually, that's preferred.
Oh, see that?
Oh.
Yeah, dusty toes, man. Dusty toes, brother. It's hard
well,
not to
yeah, that's just
not
her. That's like licking the ground. Like, would you lick the ground? No. So,
Yeah. Colin, we appreciate you. We appreciate your input. Stand by for your name, okay? Stand by for your code,
right.
Okay? Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. He said no, that's like licking the ground.
She
you
did.
You gotta catch him straight out the out the shower. Straight out the shower.
You do. I guess you gotta pick their ass up, man. Pick the ass up and take them to wherever the next destination is going to be, in order to get that worked out, man. So that's two no toes to your one toes, man. So
yeah,
that is interesting.
I guess,
man.
I lose that battle tonight. But I'm definitely
like
going to buy some pop rocks. I'm buying some pop rocks.
Oh, man, the pop rocket does sound interesting, man. From what I understand, I mean, that method has been around for a while, you know, so I don't know the frequency, or if that's a super treat, if that's like an anniversary or a month anniversary. I don't know, but yeah, it sounds like a treat, man. It doesn't sound like something that happens every Saturday evening at all.
I'm not looking for stuff like that on the days, like the birthdays, the anniversaries. I'm looking for it randomly. It's like
right, expecting.
I mean, you know, it's kind of expected when you do it. You know, if my birthday coming up, I know I'm getting something. You get what I'm saying? So, but if it's just a Tuesday. And that pop off, it's like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, that's what's up.
I mean, it almost sounds like a reward too, though. I mean, it sounds like, you know, you went shopping with her, or, you know, you guys did something together that you don't normally do. And, you know, she wants to show some appreciation, man. So she pop, lock it, drop it, right? Pop, rock, lock it, drop it. You know, so it sounds like one of those gifts, man, the gifts that keep on giving. Listen, man, I know we tight on time, but I want to thank everybody. Just real quick, you guys are already on the line, right? So I want to at least get, if we can get one guy, and if we can get at least one more lady before we wrap this thing up, guys, because I still got some questions. You know, I still got some questions, not only about the dessert, but about the toys, man. The young lady, man, I still don't have a name for her yet, but I'm thinking Mrs. B for some reason. Mrs. B,
I wrote down Mrs. B. I wrote that on a piece of paper. I'm not lying. It's written right here.
What? Are you serious?
I'm not lying. It's right here. I got Lady X, Madam Z, and I got Mrs. B right here. I just wrote it down before you said that.
Okay, man.
That is crazy.
The young lady mentioned, Mrs. B mentioned the cock ring. Now, that was something that I've never tried that, man. So a couple of months ago, I went to a sex shop because I was curious, man. It was a sex shop that I passed by for years and years and years, and I was like, yo, is anybody ever in here? I always see like one car. Do they do any business? So I don't want to go into that because I think that may be something that we can build off of. But I will say this: when I went, and understand, I'm 44 years old. This was the first time that I went to a sex shop at 44 years old, right? So the lady, older lady, she looks like she was a pervert. She just looked like one. You know what I'm saying? and she did, man. She undressed me as I walked in, man. I felt completely uncomfortable. But so I went in there, man, just to take a look, and I actually took a couple of pictures. I asked her, I said, hey, can I take a couple pictures of these things? Because I have a group, and, you know, we talk about, you know, sex and a little bit of everything. So she was like, yeah, well, you're not supposed to because whatever. So she let me take, I took a couple of snapshots, man, and the snapshot that I happened to do without even paying attention, because it was a selfie, right? So my dumb ass takes a selfie, and behind the selfie are cock rings. Right? So my selfie has cock rings in the back, man. So I didn't even pay attention to it after I left. And I was like, what the hell? But I got to try one, man. See, I really have to try it. I don't know about the vibration. I don't know about the vibrating of it. But I just want to see what it really does, because to me, it looks pretty uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you're putting it on the salt.
I remember.
Don't know if you're putting it on, if you're semi-hard. When do you put
the
it on,
one that I, the one that I had, it was like something at the top that vibrated, but when you penetrated, it hit her clit. So the vibration is like you hitting, you know what I mean? It vibrates you, but as you go in, it's connecting with her her clit. So it's for both, kind of. It was like, you know, a situation where both was, it was enjoyable for both of us. So,
okay.
You might wanna try that.
So is it one time use? Is it disposable? Do you keep it? Is it dishwasher safe? I mean, how does this thing work, man?
No, I really think that it was just one time. I think it was like a one-time thing, if I'm not mistaken, because I don't remember using it again. I don't remember using it again.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it was a one-time. It might be now. I mean, it was so long ago, like, it probably got some that you can just wipe off, wash, and throw it in the drawer
true.
Or something like that. I'm pretty sure.
By now.
But,
yeah, this point,
but
man,
it's funny that you tell that story about going into the sex store
shop.
Because I was the same way. It's like I rolled past this one. And when you say the one cars that I kind of know which one you're talking about, kind of. I bet you if I say the street, is it on Lindbergh?
No. I know the one you're talking
okay.
about, but it's on the completely opposite side of town.
Okay. So I finally went in, and it was just like, man, it was just like, wow, it's just so much stuff to take in. Like, you just, man, it's crazy. If you've never been to one of those stores, I think you should go and check it out. There's so much stuff that you can get busy with.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It is, man. And, a lot of people just think that they are a bunch of porn and some basic – dildos and stuff like that, but they have all, I guarantee you will see some things that you have never seen in your entire life from stuff you sniff up your nose to sex incense. And of course, you hear about the lotion and stuff like that, man, but it's just so much, man. It is overwhelming. It was overwhelming for me.
We could save that because it's I could get into so much stuff with that. We could save that for next Friday, the sex shops and stores, because it's so much stuff in there. And I would like to hear from people like that either been in there or haven't been in there, but most of the people that have been in there, like, what's your go-to when you go in there?
Yeah, that is definitely a field trip. That's a homework assignment.
And we don't know, like, as men, like, there's a lot of stuff in there for us too. It's not just for females. You know what I mean? It's a lot of stuff in the shops that cater
for
to
sure.
us too. So it's definitely something to look into.
For sure. So let me jump back into where we were at in the bedroom, man. We gotta tiptoe back to the bedroom, man. And I know we was talking about toys, we was talking about desserts and things like that. I know we mentioned some fruits, so we talked about the the dessert, stuff like that. I don't know if we really got into like strawberries and grapes and stuff like that. Or maybe even cucumbers, man. You remember that? You remember cucumbers was trending a few months ago? I mean, cucumbers were crazy.
Yeah, they were crazy.
And I never really understood do you even remember what the whole thing about cucumbers was women really dropping cucumbers off in their cooches, man? Is that what was going on?
I think it was like it was who can, I guess, suck it better. That's what the whole cucumber challenge thing was. And I was going to ask you that, which one is more, like, as a man watching, like, a banana or a cucumber?
See, I don't want any of that to happen. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know about it. It doesn't turn me on at all. I mean, if I think about a cucumber, at least the cucumber has like skin, right? There's protection. A banana, I mean, are we talking about a peel banana? Because don't unpeel it.
A peel banana.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see either one. But if I had to bear with it, if I had to grin and bear it, I would go with the cucumber, man. But I don't even want to see that because, like, what is that doing? Now I understand cucumbers got some girth and length, right? That's cool. I dig all that. But in addition to that, I mean, it doesn't really have any form to it. It don't have no head on it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really know, man. That's something that the ladies would have to school me on what that's about. I mean, are they practicing the grip? I mean, is that what it's about? I don't know, man.
I think it's more so of this is how I would do your work. You get what I'm saying? Like, but to me,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's more skill with the banana because it's so sensitive. Like, a little piece, you could break it. So if you can go all the way down and come up without breaking the banana, like, that's a skill. Like, you got a little skill with you. To me.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You definitely got to be a banana, man.
Yeah, because the bananas, you know, it's easy to break. Like, a cucumber, you got to cut it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's easy. But if you can go down to the end of the banana and come back up, that's a little skill.
Now, who's putting bananas in their cooches, though, man? You trying to follow up?
No.
Trying to follow behind
them? No, it wasn't about... It wasn't a challenge. It was like a sucking like type challenge. It was going to be mouth,
okay.
Not the cooch mouth.
See, that's what I think.
That was the challenge.
That the whole time, the cucumber and everything, man. That's what I'm thinking in my head. That I'm talking about in the cooch. I'm talking about cucumbers in the cooch. That's not what it was.
Oh, no, that wasn't the no, that wasn't the challenge.
Yeah, I'm all the way left. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
I'm
all the way
left on this one, man. Okay.
No, that wasn't the challenge.
Okay.
It was more of a, like I said, it was more of like a sucking challenge.
Okay. Okay. Okay, well, yeah. Yeah, I think I would still go with the cucumber just because of the size and density then in this particular instance. So, yeah, that'd be pretty interesting, man. But even that was a little further than we were supposed to go, man. So strawberries? No, that's right, man. Let me just leave fruit out of this whole situation with you, man. That's not your forte.
No,
that's not even your forte, man.
The strawberries and grapes actually feeding them to the woman is cool. It's just making a mess on the body, like. That's just something that I'm not, I'm not into. It does nothing. That's not going to do anything for me. But putting it on her will, like, it's cool for me to put it on her, but not me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't want to be a banana split.
I'm all for it, man. I could be a banana split on a Saturday or a Sunday. It doesn't matter. Okay.
I would pass on that.
Okay. Now, I did get a message stating someone said that they was trying to get on and they couldn't get on. All you have to do is press 1, right? I mean, nothing's changed.
If somebody's trying to call in, if somebody's trying to call in right now, they won't get on because it stops at 10. The call-in stops at 10 because it's an hour show.
There we go. That's
so if
right.
You're trying to get on after 10, you won't be able to get in. But people that's still on right now can still, you know, press 1 and chop it up and stuff like that. But anybody that's trying to get in right now, because we're like 20 minutes over time, so it's pretty much the show was supposed to be over 20 minutes ago. And it's gotta,
there it is. So you got to be on time.
Check in with us next week.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, check in with us next week. Matter of fact, man, you know, this show right here was really interesting, man. We got Mrs. B? Is it Mrs. B?
Mrs. B.
Is it Mrs. B or Miss B?
Miss B.
Miss B. There we go. Ms. B, make sure that you understand your tag. You understand that we got you locked in. So we'll be looking forward to you, pretty much on each and every Friday, man. this Saturday was really interesting, man. We definitely had some good material, man. We find out that you don't like fruits, right? That you don't really want to do fruits on you, right? We find out that you know, I'm not really feeling no toes. You know, I mean, and don't get it twisted. Pretty toes included, man. Pretty toes, you know, with the nice nail polish. Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm cool on that. You know, I'll kiss them one time, you know, maybe suck on it real quick. But we're not having a whole session. We're not having a whole toe sucking session. That's what we're not going to do, man. So we're going to have to be a little bit more creative. But we got fruits. You know, we got chocolate, caramel, whipped cream. You know, we got the whole dessert bar over here. So that's what we're going to have to rock with.
Yeah, that's
what we got.
It was definitely a laid-back show for a Saturday. Again, definitely. For all the listeners, the people that's still on, that's kicking it with us, we're not changing the date. This was a one-time thing. We just had to move it to Saturday this week. We'll be going back to Freaky Fridays, 9 o'clock. Make sure y'all tune in. This is something that we had to do this week. So just to put that out there so people won't be thinking that we moved to Saturday. It's Friday.
Let everybody know where they can find you at before we get off. Yeah. All right, guys. I appreciate all the listeners. Miss B, Lady X, I know you're out there. We'll be looking for you next week. You can find me on my Facebook platform, which is Malloy Rob, M-A-L-L-O-Y, Rob. You can find me there. I also have an IG, which is GG After Dark. It's G-I-G-I. After Dark, all one word. And you can also find me on my other IG account, which is Rob, R-O-B-G-I-G-I, Malloy. All right, and as always, you can definitely find me at on my website, which is www.ggafterdark.com. Dope show, Tone, man. How can they connect with you, GEI Radio?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. GEI underscore tone, GEI radio on all platforms. That's again, GEI radio on all platforms. Again, we hear every Friday, 9 to until, because now it's just not 9 to 10. We just talk until we don't feel like talking no more. I guess it depends on our callers, man. If the conversation is good, we're going to keep going. You're going to keep rocking out. One thing I will say for the callers, you can follow the GEI Radio Blog Talk page. You can follow that. You can sign up and follow that. So when we create the show, you will get an email, a reminder, you know, just in case you guys forget or something like that, you'll get a reminder about the show and everything that we got going on as far as GEI radio station. So that's one thing you could do. So I'm looking forward to people doing that. Another thing I wanted to ask you, Gigi, I see you said you moving on to being a chef now. I watched a little bit of the
Did you see that, man?
Your show
did you
today.
See that? Well, you know that I've played around in the kitchen, man, for years, and you know, periodically I'll put on the chef apron. And I'll get in there and do something. So, you know, all I can say is, man, just stay tuned, watch the platform, especially the Facebook page, website, and we'll see what happens, man. But, yeah, man, you know, pineapple's my thing, man. I sliced and diced some pineapple. It was super sweet. It was fruit, man. So that wasn't your show. That wasn't for you, man. Well, you don't mind feeding fruit. You don't mind feeding fruit. Plus, I tell you what, man, there were some ladies on there that was like, hey, make sure that you eat that fruit because we like the way it tastes on you or in you. So I was like, yo. You know, they like that pineapple texture, that pineapple flavor, man. So, you know, duly noted.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Again, we here every Friday, 9 to 10. Make sure y'all tune in. I guess they opening up the United States again, man. Make sure y'all being safe, drinking your water, eating your fruits, trying to get some, you know, if you can't go to the gym and work out, try to do a little bit of maybe 10, 15 minutes at home, some type of workout just to keep your body right. And be safe out there. We'll see y'all Friday. Yeah. Have a good weekend.
All right. God bless y'all, man. Peace.
All right. Peace.